In a world where 70% of employees report feeling disengaged at work, costing businesses billions annually in lost productivity, Michael Armstrong's How to Manage People stands as a beacon of practical wisdom. This unassuming guide has quietly become a staple in management education across Fortune 500 companies and has been translated into 28 languages since its first publication. What makes this book particularly remarkable is how it distills complex psychological principles into actionable strategies without sacrificing depth. Unlike many management texts that focus solely on processes, Armstrong centers his approach on the fundamental truth that effective management is primarily about understanding human behavior. By mastering the principles in this book, managers can transform their teams from merely compliant to genuinely engaged, creating environments where people naturally contribute their best work. At its core, management is about getting things done through people. This seemingly simple concept masks the profound challenge at the heart of every manager's role: balancing the achievement of organizational goals with the development of the people who deliver them. Effective management requires understanding both the technical aspects of the work and the human dynamics that drive performance, while continuously adapting to changing circumstances and evolving business needs. The most challenging aspect of management isn't planning, organizing, or controlling resources, it's working with people. Understanding their needs, motivations, and capabilities requires a level of emotional intelligence that many technically proficient managers lack. This explains why so many newly promoted managers struggle despite excelling in their previous roles. The skills that make someone an outstanding individual contributor, such as technical expertise, attention to detail, or problem-solving ability, rarely translate directly to managing others effectively. Success in management requires developing an entirely new skill set focused on delegation, coaching, and strategic thinking. Management operates in conditions of turbulence and ambiguity, where the only constant is change. Unexpected events occur daily, from team conflicts and resource constraints to shifting market conditions and technological disruptions. Decisions often lead to unforeseen consequences, and a significant portion of your time will be spent dealing with difficult or unpredictable people. Perhaps the greatest challenge is ensuring team members are genuinely engaged rather than merely compliant, a distinction that makes the difference between exceptional and mediocre performance. This requires creating a culture of trust, transparency, and shared purpose. What separates effective managers is their ability to communicate clearly, set expectations, provide timely and constructive feedback, and create an environment where people can perform at their best. They understand that management is not about control, but about creating conditions where people choose to contribute their discretionary effort, that extra level of commitment that can't be demanded, only inspired. This involves establishing clear goals, removing obstacles, providing necessary resources, and recognizing achievements both large and small. Self-awareness is critical for managerial success. Knowing your strengths allows you to leverage them effectively, while recognizing your weaknesses helps you develop strategies to mitigate their impact. The most successful managers don't try to be perfect at everything. They build diverse teams that complement their capabilities and create systems that compensate for their limitations. They also actively seek feedback, remain open to learning, and continuously work on their personal development. Effective managers understand that their role is fundamentally about multiplying the impact of others. They focus on developing their team members' capabilities, fostering collaboration, and building organizational capacity for the long term. This requires balancing short-term results with long-term development, maintaining high standards while showing empathy, and making difficult decisions while preserving team morale and engagement. Leadership transcends management. It's about inspiring people toward a shared vision and bringing out their best. While management focuses on processes and systems, leadership centers on people and purpose. As John Adair identified, effective leadership fulfills three essential roles: defining the task, making clear what the group must accomplish, achieving the task, fulfilling the group's purpose, and maintaining effective relationships, both between leader and members and among team members. These roles interweave to create a framework where teams can thrive and individuals can reach their full potential. The best leaders keep these three needs, task needs, individual needs, and group maintenance needs, in balance according to situational demands. They avoid becoming either too task-oriented, driving results without regard for people, or too people-oriented, prioritizing harmony over achievement. For example, during crisis situations, task needs might temporarily take precedence, while during team-building phases, relationship needs may require more attention. This balance isn't static. It shifts based on circumstances, team maturity, and organizational context. A startup environment might demand more directive leadership initially, while an established team may thrive under a more collaborative approach. Leadership style, your approach to exercising leadership, exists along several spectrums: autocratic versus democratic, controlling versus enabling, and task-oriented versus people-oriented. For instance, a military operation might require an autocratic approach during combat, but benefit from democratic leadership during planning phases. No single style is universally right. The appropriate style depends on the organization type, task nature, team characteristics, and your own personality. Effective leaders flex their style to meet situational demands, while poor leaders change arbitrarily, confusing team members. Consider how a leader might adopt a more directive style when training new employees, but shift to a coaching approach as team members develop expertise. What makes a good leader? The ancient wisdom of Lao Tzu remains relevant. A leader is best when people barely know he exists. When his work is done, his aim fulfilled, they will say, "We did it ourselves." This philosophy emphasizes the importance of empowerment and servant leadership. Effective leaders are confident and clear about their direction, able to convey vision and mobilize their team toward goals. They earn trust through self-awareness, understanding what motivates team members, and involving people in decisions that affect them. This might manifest in regular one-on-one meetings, transparent communication about organizational changes, or creating opportunities for team members to lead important initiatives. Perhaps most importantly, good leaders analyze ambiguous situations, establish clarity, influence others, and adapt their leadership style to different circumstances and individuals. They demonstrate emotional intelligence by reading the room, understanding team dynamics, and adjusting their approach accordingly. They recognize that leadership isn't about being in charge, it's about taking care of those in your charge. This means creating an environment where innovation flourishes, mistakes are learning opportunities, and every team member feels valued and heard. Successful leaders also understand that their role includes developing future leaders, creating succession plans, and building sustainable organizational capabilities that extend beyond their tenure. Motivation, getting people to move in the direction you want them to go, is a crucial aspect of leadership. While organizational reward systems can help, you as the manager play the most critical role in day-to-day motivation. People have choices about their level of discretionary effort, and your job is to maximize this effort through understanding what drives individual behavior. Motivation is goal-directed behavior initiated by recognizing an unsatisfied need. When a need is identified, a goal is established to satisfy it, followed by action to achieve that goal. If successful, the behavior is likely to be repeated when similar needs arise. If unsuccessful, it's less likely to recur. This process highlights three key truths about motivation. People have different needs and goals requiring personalized approaches. Observed behavior doesn't always reveal underlying motivations. And motivation comes in two forms: intrinsic, from the work itself, and extrinsic, rewards, recognition, promotion. Traditional carrot and stick approaches have been discredited. As Daniel Pink demonstrated in his research, such approaches often produce the opposite of intended effects, especially for complex creative tasks. Two evidence-based theories remain particularly valuable. Goal theory states that motivation increases when individuals have specific, difficult, but accepted goals with performance feedback. Expectancy theory posits that motivation occurs when people understand their goals, believe in their ability to reach them, know what rewards they'll receive, and consider those rewards worth the effort. The most effective motivation combines intrinsic satisfaction from meaningful work with appropriate extrinsic rewards. People are most engaged when they find their work inherently interesting and challenging while also receiving recognition for their contributions. This explains why highly paid professionals still become disengaged when their work lacks meaning or autonomy. Understanding individual differences in motivation is critical. What drives one person may leave another cold. Some are motivated by achievement, others by affiliation or power. Some seek security, while others crave variety and challenge. Effective managers take time to understand these differences and tailor their approach accordingly, rather than applying a one-size-fits-all motivation strategy. Employee engagement occurs when people are interested, positive, or even excited about their jobs, willing to go beyond minimum requirements by exercising discretionary effort. Engaged employees see their jobs as an important part of their identity and contribute at higher levels than what's formally expected. Research shows that highly engaged employees are 87% less likely to leave their organizations and deliver 21% higher profitability compared to disengaged workers. Engagement flourishes when employees have meaningful work that effectively utilizes their skills while providing autonomy. The drivers of engagement include supportive management, recognition for achievements, development opportunities, input on matters affecting them, and a positive work environment. Telefonica O2 UK exemplifies this through their 7-point people promise that includes a warm welcome, growth opportunities, supportive management, trust to perform, a positive work environment, community involvement, and recognition for achievements. Their implementation resulted in a 20% increase in employee satisfaction and a 15% reduction in turnover within the first year. As a manager, you directly influence employee engagement through your day-to-day behaviors. Research by the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development identified key competencies for engaging managers: empowering employees, developing careers, providing recognition, showing individual concern, being available when needed, demonstrating positive leadership, treating employees fairly, offering guidance, setting clear expectations, and ensuring adequate resources. Studies show that managers account for up to 70% of the variance in employee engagement scores. Successful managers enhance engagement through regular one-on-ones, coaching, recognition, creating a team-oriented atmosphere, and balancing hard work with elements of fun. Best practices include weekly check-ins, monthly career development discussions, and quarterly team-building activities. As one manager noted, "I treat people the way I want them to treat me," while another emphasized the importance of praise. "I make a point of going and saying, 'Well done, thanks very much for that.'" Companies like Google have found that teams with managers who provide weekly recognition are 40% more likely to be highly engaged. The shift to remote work has created new engagement challenges, with studies showing that 65% of remote workers feel less connected to their colleagues. Remote work can be either highly engaging or disengaging, depending on how managers handle it. Effective remote worker management requires establishing clear expectations, ensuring team collaboration methods are understood, providing necessary equipment and technical coaching, maintaining regular communication about workflow and well-being, encouraging team member interaction through virtual meetings, using video conferencing while recognizing its limitations, listening carefully, providing regular feedback, and approaching performance evaluations with flexibility and empathy given the unique challenges of remote work. Successful remote teams often implement daily virtual stand-ups, weekly team social hours, and monthly virtual team building activities to maintain connection and engagement. Leading organizations have found that implementing structured engagement programs, including regular pulse surveys, action planning sessions, and accountability measures, can increase engagement scores by up to 25% over a 12-month period. Regular measurement and follow-through on engagement initiatives are crucial for sustained success. Ensuring team members understand their roles is essential for effective management. A role refers to the part people play in carrying out work and achieving objectives. Three key responsibilities in role management include designing roles to maximize motivation, ensuring people understand their roles through clear role profiles, and assigning specific tasks on a day-to-day basis. When designing roles, aim to maximize intrinsic motivation through five approaches: providing variety, opportunity to use and develop skills, autonomy in deciding working methods, feedback on achievements, and understanding of work significance. This job enrichment approach increases engagement and performance by making the work itself more satisfying. Role profiles have replaced traditional job descriptions in many organizations. Unlike static job descriptions that merely list tasks, role profiles are dynamic documents that define a role's overall purpose and key result areas. A good role profile includes the role title, department, purpose, and key result areas with specific performance expectations. These can be extended to cover knowledge, skills, and behavioral requirements as a basis for learning needs. Team building involves developing your team's capacity to deliver superior performance through clarifying purpose and goals, ensuring effective collaboration, strengthening collective skills, building commitment, removing obstacles, and creating development opportunities for team members. Effective teams have clear purpose, with members feeling their work is important both personally and organizationally. They have an informal, comfortable atmosphere where members listen to each other, possess multi-skills, reach decisions by consensus, have clear assignments, and benefit from leadership that guides without dominating. Regular team performance reviews should include general feedback on team progress and challenges, work reviews of team functioning, group problem solving to address shortfalls, and objective updates based on new requirements or opportunities. A 10-point checklist can help evaluate effectiveness in achieving goals, collaboration quality, contribution levels, leadership effectiveness, decision-making, action initiation, focus on priorities, time management, open communication, and constructive conflict resolution. Traditional performance appraisal systems have been largely discredited, with experts noting fundamental flaws in formal performance management approaches. Good managers don't rely on bureaucratic HR systems, but instead develop personal relationships with team members, provide ongoing feedback, and help people understand how their work connects to broader organizational objectives. Performance leadership is an influencing process aimed at goal achievement. Leaders influence, guide, and inspire people to do their best. Effective performance leaders set direction by clarifying roles and objectives, provide necessary resources, motivate team members, develop skills through coaching, monitor progress, deliver constructive feedback, and ensure corrective action when needed. Two particular skills are especially critical for performance leadership: defining objectives and providing feedback. Objectives indicate what must be accomplished and are fundamental to performance management. There are two types: performance objectives, related to work requirements, outcomes, targets, or standards, and personal objectives, developmental or behavioral. Objectives should be defined as needed during the flow of work, with formal reviews periodically to ensure alignment with organizational goals. Feedback provides information on performance results, events, incidents, and behaviors through informal performance conversations or formal reviews. Effective feedback reinforces good behavior and indicates where change is needed. Key guidelines include: provide both positive and constructive feedback, build it into the job, focus on actual events with evidence, describe rather than judge, reference specific behaviors, emphasize how tasks were tackled, use questioning techniques, select key issues, handle conversations carefully, and ensure feedback leads to action. When dealing with underperformance, first determine if the issue stems from the individual, leadership problems, or the work system itself. Individual performance issues may arise from inability, lack of skills, poor attitude, or unclear expectations. The systematic approach to managing underperformance involves 10 steps. Specifically identify performance gaps, establish root causes, agree on required actions, provide necessary support through coaching or training, monitor progress with regular feedback, offer additional guidance when needed, issue informal warnings if problems persist, consider alternative job placement if appropriate, provide formal written warnings if necessary, and finally, proceed with dismissal if all remedial efforts fail. Delegation is a crucial management skill that requires courage, patience, and skill, forming the backbone of effective leadership and team development. Unlike simply handing out routine work, delegation involves deliberately giving someone authority to carry out work you could have kept for yourself. While you delegate authority to make decisions, you remain accountable for results. You carry the can as the manager. This dynamic creates a delicate balance between empowerment and oversight. Effective delegation exists on a spectrum from total managerial control to complete individual empowerment. At one end, managers provide detailed instructions and frequent check-ins. At the other, team members operate with significant autonomy and decision-making power. The goal is to find the right balance between direction and autonomy based on the task complexity, risk level, and the individual's capabilities. Delegation progresses along this spectrum as the individual demonstrates capability, moving from giving specific instructions with constant checking to providing general direction with discretionary feedback. For instance, a new employee might receive step-by-step guidance for their first project, while a seasoned team member might only need broad objectives and deadlines. You should delegate when you have more work than you can handle yourself, cannot allocate sufficient time to priority tasks, want to develop team members, or believe delegation will increase someone's job engagement. Strategic delegation involves identifying opportunities for team growth while ensuring business continuity. Delegate tasks you don't need to do yourself, not just offloading difficult or tedious work. This might include representing you at meetings, handling routine decisions, or managing specific projects. Effective delegation isn't about making your life easier. It may actually make it more complex, but ultimately more rewarding, by building a stronger, more capable team. When delegating, select individuals with appropriate knowledge, skills, experience, motivation, and time. Consider both technical capabilities and soft skills such as communication and problem-solving abilities. For development purposes, look for intelligence, natural aptitude, and willingness to learn. Know your people's strengths and weaknesses to make informed delegation decisions. Choose someone you can trust to work independently and seek help when truly needed. Creating a skills matrix of team members can help match tasks with appropriate individuals. Ensure people understand the full context of their delegated responsibilities, why the work needs doing, what they're expected to do, deadlines, desired outcomes, decision-making authority, when to escalate problems, reporting requirements, and available support. Clear communication about expectations and boundaries is essential for successful delegation. Provide sufficient guidance without stifling initiative or explaining unnecessarily. Set up regular check-ins that decrease in frequency as competence grows. Remember that delegation is an abdication. You remain accountable for results. Monitor performance based on individuals' experience and the task's nature, adjusting your oversight as their confidence and capability grow. Document delegated tasks and their progress to maintain clarity and accountability. Create feedback loops to ensure both parties learn from the delegation process. Celebrate successes and treat mistakes as learning opportunities. Gradually increase the complexity and importance of delegated tasks as team members demonstrate reliability and growth. This progressive approach builds confidence and competence while managing risk effectively. many managers struggle with conversations about performance issues, finding them difficult and potentially unpleasant. Yet these conversations are essential for maintaining standards and helping people develop. The most effective approach includes addressing issues early rather than waiting for formal reviews, gathering facts beforehand, planning the meeting with clear objectives, setting a calm but friendly tone, explaining the purpose with specific examples, focusing on issues rather than personalities, asking for explanations using neutral questions, listening actively, keeping an open mind, acknowledging mitigating circumstances, soliciting solutions from the individual, and, if necessary, defining the way forward when agreement can't be reached. When dealing with negative behavior from team members, disinterest, uncooperativeness, unjustified complaints, resistance to reasonable tasks, or even insolence, a thoughtful approach is required. Negative people are often angry about something, and addressing the problem means discovering the underlying cause of that anger. Begin by asking how individuals feel about their work, whether they have problems, and if they're satisfied with support and their own contribution. Listen without judgment to understand their perception of the problem. Sometimes the issue may be unrelated to work, perhaps family troubles or health concerns, where you can offer sympathy and suggest appropriate counseling. If the individual needs to change, help them recognize this themselves and suggest resources without implying something is wrong with them. Take a collaborative approach. This is what I will do, this is what the company will do, and what do you think you should do? If they don't respond, suggest specific actions they might take, framing them as suggestions rather than commands. Managers inevitably have to deliver bad news like redundancies, dismissals, denied promotions, or team disbandment. The key to doing this effectively is thorough preparation, timely delivery, clear explanation of business context, anticipating different reactions, maintaining honesty and openness, allowing processing time, listening to responses, and providing support to those affected. Effective managers take a direct, straightforward approach. They understand the issue intimately, communicate clearly, explain consequences, outline next steps, and answer questions honestly without unnecessary softening or pandering. When taking disciplinary action, follow a structured approach that respects the principles of natural justice. Gather all facts and statements beforehand. Invite the employee in writing to the meeting, explaining its purpose and their right to representation. Provide reasonable notice. Plan the meeting carefully. Have another manager present to take notes. Begin by stating the complaint with evidence. Give the employee ample time to respond. Take breaks as needed. Consider appropriate staged actions and deliver the decision with explanation, confirming it in writing. By mastering these difficult conversations, you not only address immediate issues, but build a culture of transparency, fairness, and mutual respect that enhances overall team performance and engagement.